You know the old phrase, there are two sides to every story? Well, would you believe there are two sides of love?
Love me tender, love me tough.
I ain't never been nothing but tough. All my edges have always been rough. But Jesus loves me.
Elvis and Kelly Pickler obviously didn't sing together, but a similar thing often happens in relationships, doesn't it? To one person, love is something that's always soft, tender, and forgiving, while to another person, even when they're acting lovingly, in inverted commas, they still come across as a bit tough and hard. Put those two individuals together, mix in their unique personality types, and the results can sometimes be a bit explosive. I'm Ronan Johnston, and along with Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh, and Jer Shanahan, you're very welcome to family.ie. You know, TNT can actually be a good thing when you think of it as the balance between tough and tender sides of love. That's why today we're beginning a new four-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. So Stephen, someone is listening right now thinking, there's two sides of love?
On the hard side of love, it's doing what's best for the other person regardless of the cost. So often, we're reluctant to confront issues. We see this with one of the characteristics of one of these personalities, particularly, is very good at confronting. And so having a hard side to love is, you know, being prepared to do what's best, even though there may be a cost involved. And held in balance, the hard side is the ability to be consistent, to discipline, to protect, to challenge, and to correct. And we know, you and I know, because we've raised children and we're married, and Heather would say exactly the same. All of these attributes of love are actually necessary in a marital relationship and in a parenting relationship.
What then is the soft side of love?
Traditionally, I suppose we would think of women as being the softer side of love and men as being the harder side of love. And I hope we'll discover through this program that it isn't quite like that. But nonetheless, I'll do the soft side bit anyway. It's really tenderness, I suppose. When it's in balance with the other side of love, it manifests characteristics like compassion, sensitivity, patience and understanding. And that, I suppose, they would be naturally what you think about when you think of softness in somebody. You think of tenderness and compassion. I suppose you could say it's the sympathy of a father who sits around with his arm around a daughter as she cries over her lost boyfriend. That's the soft side love. And he doesn't say, I told you so. That's the softer side of love. Or a mother who sends a greeting card to college the day before her son's exam. That's the sort of, you know, where you're just remembering that people need care and tenderness and compassion and love, really. The love we understand as that soft love that everybody knows about. I think it's much easier to understand the soft side of love than to understand what Stephen was talking about, that tough side of love. But they're both equally important and they both need to be in balance. And just like hard side love, soft side love can be pushed out of balance. It can be so mushy. I mean, we were talking earlier about people think of love as this kind of mushy, squishy thing. It's not like that at all. But if you're too soft always in the way you love people, then it doesn't have any substance really in the end. And it's like a beautiful rose. I'm sure Stephen will use his example later of the rose with the thorns. But if it's all just petals, soft, lovely petals, they just wither and fall away on the ground and there's no substance. So soft side of love needs to be in balance with the tougher side.
The tougher side, you know, on the harder side of love, you know, the need for discipline and protection and to challenge issues that are wrong. You know, examples were the strength of a mother to stand up to a defiant two-year-old, because if you don't have that toughness, what happens is that two-year-old learns that he's the guy who runs the show. He runs the house. But the home becomes chaotic and under the dominion of a child, which just doesn't make sense. Or the courage of a father who risks his relationship with his daughter to point out how far she's wandered from their values, beliefs and standards that she's been taught in the home. And, you know, that she's moved away, in a sense, from what she was brought up with. And this isn't what we stand for. And I'm reminded of a situation that my wife told me that her father on one occasion said to her, look, that's not the way we dress around here. When she was 17 years of age and she was about to go out to something. And while there wasn't an awful lot of communication and dialogue between herself and her dad was actually thinking of protecting her and what he felt was appropriate for her. And when he said that to her, she went upstairs without any complaint, without any further debate, and changed into something more suitable. And, you know, that in a sense was, you know, the courageous, tougher, if you like, firmer side, that a dad to a daughter was doing something to protect her, and you know that's invaluable also. And you know those two sides, Ger, of love are both needed for healthy relationships and to get that balance right. And that's what a lot of our conversation over this series is, to help people to understand that you need this and you need that. And if we have them both in play, we produce great outcomes.
But it seems to me that exercising the stronger side of love and exercising the softer side of love, both are, they seem to be conflicting. If I'm to be strong in the harder side of love, what do I do about the softer side of love, or vice versa? Who defines this, and where does this balance come from?
When we look at the issue of personalities, you'll understand that we're naturally given a grain, if you like, a bent, an orientation. So we're created in a certain way, in a certain shape. That can be more hard-sided or more soft-sided. So it's to play to our strengths. Jesus was like this at times in his relationship with people, in that he would confront what was wrong, and yet he was tender in his dealings with people. He confronted the issues.
He called a spade, but he absolutely loved people. You know, he spoke to the woman at the well and he said, but the man you're with now is not your husband. I mean, he actually exposed her sin, but he loved her and he gave her the water of life. He brought her into a new place. And that's what we're talking about. It's about you can help somebody with their problems, but you'll help them much more if you expose the problem and deal with it whilst loving the person. And I think that's how Jesus managed to do that. He was so gentle and tender and compassionate towards people, but he didn't ignore the things that needed to be dealt with in their lives. And of course, that's how he deals with us. He loves us patiently, but he also exposes in our lives the things that need to be cleared up and changed. And that's really the model that we're working with here. We all have, if we're a parent, we might have two sons. Each would be completely different, very likely. And as a mother, as a father, you won't address both children in the same way. You know, you'll learn to understand the difference and how you need to be towards these. So if you've got a child who is bent on going in one direction, if you're just a wrong direction, maybe a harmful direction, and you're just soft all the time, you actually end up enabling that child to go in that wrong direction. And you need to be tough and bring him back. And that's how God is with us. He sees our willfulness and our waywardness. And he's tough and he says, no, my road is narrow. You know, my way is narrow and few there are that find it. You got to stick with me. And brings us back into alignment with him. And so it is in our dealings with people. We can have that softness towards them. But we also need to call a spade when we need to. With the gentleness. I don't know if that makes, maybe it becomes clearer as we go.
I think that's quite clear, Heather, and we really do need to make that distinction. This is family.ie, and we're just beginning our new series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. We need to take a quick break now, but when we continue, let's think about a few more examples of the tough and tender sides of love, and I'd like us to explore some ways that we can find that balance. If you'd like to weigh in on the discussion at some point, you might want to take down our contact details. The text comment line is 086-251-6886. That's 086-251-6886. Or email us anytime, info@family.ie. That's info@family.ie. And stay tuned for much more on today's edition of TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Found yourself having a tough time communicating with someone you love? Life would be so much easier if they just cop on, right? Welcome once again to family.ie. If you just tuned in, we've just begun the first in our four-part series of programs called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Our discussions are based largely on the book by Drs. John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. You can find more information about the book and other resources to help your family thrive on our website, family.ie. That's www.family.ie. So far today, Stephen, Heather and Ger have introduced this concept that love is certainly not two-faced, but it does have two sides. Here's Ger.
The one word that's coming through to me from all that you're saying is the one word, good or goodness, that we are seeking the good of the other in the context of what is going on in our relationship with them. And if we have a bent towards being one side, let's say hard love, or the soft side of love, we can actually fail to function in the full range or way, I think, that we ought to in our relationships, as our relationships themselves are quite dynamic. We also need to be dynamic in a loving way, in the full range of elements. So I can see this is going to be a very interesting study altogether.
Yes, and I mean, when we go into the following programme, Jerry, we're going to look at the strengths of each of the different personalities. But there isn't a one-size-fits-all, you know, particularly when it comes to parenting, that we need to be tough, we need to be hard, or we need to be soft, we need to be both. And Dr. Trent gives the example of a father who had a one-size-fits-all approach to his sons. One who was very like him and was tough, liked to go fly fishing with him and enjoyed the outdoors and was able to take very direct communication. His other son was much softer, and that type of engagement with his son, much and all as his son loved his dad, was not helping the relationship. And as the son got older, the more fraught the relationship became. And he understood through being on one of Dr. Trent's programs that there were these two sides, if you like. There was the soft side that was needed as well as the tough side, and he was pushing his son to toughen up a bit, but in fact his son was very soft and soft oriented, and therefore it wasn't working. And he realized, I need to change my approach to my son. I may be hard-sided myself, but my son needs a soft-sided approach. And once he had an honest conversation with his son and began to engage with his son where his son's needs were and not where his needs were, and he understood that his son was different and had a different orientation, it vastly improved the relationship. So that what we're saying is, you may be one-sided, or you may have a combination. You may have a good balance, or you may be one-sided or the other. But understanding that the other side is there, and the needs of the other person in any relationship is where your concentration needs to be. So if you're thinking about how I need to interact with this other person, well, if they need soft love, then you've got to give it to them, even if you're hard-sided. And that's what really Programme 3 and 4 is about, is how people making those adjustments.
So to be, let's say, inclined towards hard love means that we may naturally tend towards relating to people in that way normally. But we need to become aware that not all of us have the same bent or grain when it comes to the way we love. So we need to listen to the way other people love. That's what you're saying. And the thing then is that for each one of us, there's a journey to find the balance.
As we continue through this series of programs, you should be able to learn. We have four kind of points. You'll discover a method for identifying your personal balance point between the hard and soft. You should learn how your personality strengths can push you out of balance, either towards the hard or the soft side. And you'll see how you can identify and cut down on any unhealthy distance in your relationships, and how emotional freeze points can rob us of the ability to love wholeheartedly. So they'd be the four kind of areas we're going to look at.
Okay, so this then means we're going on a little bit of a journey of change if we want to implement or learn what this issue of hard and soft love really is all about. Is it fair to say that there are different degrees of difficulties in finding a balance?
Depends on where we are, Jer. You know, if we're at an extreme, it's very hard for us to understand why everybody else, we think we're normal. Everybody thinks they're normal. So somebody who's very task-driven and so on can't understand somebody who's compassionate because they're so far away from each other. But if, as people listen to these programs, they're discovering as they're listening, that probably explains why I have some difficulty in some of my relationships. Because there are other people maybe in your world, probably, because we tend to migrate to people who are like us. There are people in our world who are very like us, and therefore we're all gung-ho, task-oriented and very focused on those sort of things and have no time for compassionate people. And on the other hand, the compassionate people are in the opposite corner, and they're you know, looking at these drivers and sort of saying to themselves, those guys are driving us bananas and why can't they be like us, etc. Depending on how far away from centre or from balance one might be, will probably illustrate the extent to which there might be a need for an adjustment. But if everybody in your world is like you, well, then you're very fortunate. But that's not normally the case. Like people, as we'll talk about in the third programme, the natural orientation is for people to marry people who are different from themselves because they admire those things about the other person. But that then creates conflict in the marriage. because the natural orientation of one is different from the other, which can cause conflict. So the idea is to try and help people to understand perhaps the extent to which they're off-centre. Nothing's anything wrong, but you know that where their particular personality strengths lie. But if they're very strongly oriented towards one end of the spectrum versus the other, then they may have difficulty relating to people who are elsewhere. But once they understand that it's normal for people to be elsewhere, then they can may realise why maybe a quarter of the people in the world they just can't get on with, you know, because they just can't seem to fit it with them. And that's just the way life is. And if you understand that people are different, and hopefully people listening to the programmes will be thinking to themselves, I understand really why people are like this or why they're like that, and maybe why there's conflict then. That will help people to adjust their behaviour and perhaps improve, we hope, we trust, to make significant improvements in their relationships.
It's probably safe to say that we get on with almost everybody in our world, but you're right. It's those one or two who can really drive us up the wall. Just like tyres that are out of balance can be ruined by unnecessary wear and tear, relationships can be damaged as well. So we'll think more about how to start making some adjustments in just a moment. Time for just a quick break now, though, so stay tuned for more as we conclude our first episode of TNT for Dynamite Relationships right here on family.ie. Welcome to the final segment of today's family.ie and the first episode in our series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. So far, the team has been exploring the concept that love actually has two sides, TNT, tough and tender. It's not either or, it's both and. Over once again to Stephen, Heather and Ger.
In my world, there are different kinds of people. And I know, exactly as you're saying, Stephen, that there are people that I relate to more easily than to others. And the people I find more difficulty with, I actually have to try to love a little bit better. I have to try harder at loving them. But I don't always understand where they're coming from. And sometimes it's just a matter of trying to be patient with them or just put up with them. But I don't have the tools to actually reach across and find the way to build the bridge because I just don't know. So that's, I think, is an example of me being on one side of the room and they being on the other, maybe both being on in the corners, and in the middle is the healthy ground, and yeah, neither of us can reach it in our conflict.
Well, I think the only example there is of perfect love is really God's love. And try as we might, I don't think we're going to find any perfect love on this earth. But we can maybe try to get from corner to corner and meet in the middle if we begin to understand ourselves. So I always feel if you have some self-insight and some understanding of yourself, you're much more likely to be able to reach the person that's a distance from you. And hopefully these programs will give us that bit of insight into looking at how we behave and how we react and interact with people. And then if we're all getting a bit of insight, then, you know, we should actually get along a bit better and find that common ground. So, I mean, there, the book that we're talking about actually has a questionnaire to complete, but even if you're just thinking about this and start maybe making a little list at home and say, well, how do I relate to, you know, think about the people that you're in contact with on a daily basis. And sometimes that helps you to sort of see, well, actually, I always relate to my son in this way or that way, or my sister or my aunt or whatever it is. And actually, you know, maybe I'm actually not really getting the whole picture there. And just stopping and thinking about that will help us to begin to see where we are. And one of the things we're going to look at in the course of the next few programs is our personality strengths. We have a slightly different way of looking at it through this book, which is quite quirky and a bit fun. So it shouldn't be all doom and gloom. So, you know, stick with us and we'll learn a little bit more about our personality strengths and how we can find a more wholehearted way to love people.
We'll also put some of this information up on our website so that people, you know, listening to the program can go to a page which will describe the four, you know, the four types, if you like, that are described in what we'll discuss in the next program. And, you know, some of the descriptors, so that if people just want to get a quick overview, they can do that. But also the authors of the book, which we're working from, Two Sides of Love, give the instrument from ProScam. And we'll put that also up on our website, family.ie. But if somebody's interested enough to discover, you know, maybe why some of their relationships are out of sync and what they can do to change those relationships and what they can do in order to make some adjustments, that's an investment worth making, because it'll reduce tension and friction in relationships by understanding the other person better and understanding yourself better, of course.
This is an important point, I think, because if we have a certain bent in ourselves towards loving, we may also have that same bent towards ourselves. And if our little journey of discovery is to highlight and be willing to face our own weaknesses, we will also have to learn how to be compassionate towards ourselves and also strong where there is a necessity to change. So I think this is a wonderful journey we can go on together to discover a little bit more about ourselves and to discover how God's grace is expressed towards us in our weaknesses, both in empathizing with us and giving us the power and the strength to overcome our weaknesses and become just a little bit more like Jesus Christ. So, Stephen, then, what are we heading into first on this journey?
What we're going to look at, Ger, in the next programme is discovering the strengths of your personality so that you'll be able to look at the four different types of personalities that are described in this particular piece of material, what they look like, what their strengths are, perhaps some vulnerabilities that go with those strengths. And therefore, when you look at all four, you'll say, well, I'm like that, my wife's like this, my son is like that, and my daughter's maybe like something else again. And understand why all that plays into the dynamics of how we get on or don't get on as a family.
Sounds like a fascinating journey, and we're just getting started. Before you know it, you'll have the whole family sussed, and there may be a few surprises for yourself along the way as well. You've been listening to Family.ie, and that's only the first of our four-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. As we've mentioned, this series is based on the book by Drs. John Trent and Gary Smalley called The Two Sides of Love. You can find more information about the book, podcasts of this program series, and other topics we've covered in recent months on our website, family.ie. Just click on the picture of the radio for audio archives of our series, including Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down.
You know, you're imprinting on your child a certain mindset or view of the world. Like Heather said, if you speak disrespectfully about somebody around the dinner table and then they come into the room and you say, oh, very nice to me, see you, and so on. And,
yeah.
You know, the child is thinking, do you want to know what he just said?
Well, sometimes they even say that, don't they?
Mom, that's not what you said about Granny just 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Interviews with Dr. Gary Chapman on his best-selling books, The Five Love Languages and The Five Love Languages of Children.
One of the things that you do stress, Dr. Chapman, is that love can't be demanded. It's got to be freely given. And therefore, whatever the language of an individual is in a marriage, be it a husband or a wife, that love has got to be freely given, hasn't it?
Yes, and you can't force it, and you can't make them love you, but you can influence them. And the most powerful way you can influence your spouse is to love them in the right love language.
My finances, solid ground or sinking sand?
There's something about the Irish attitude to finance and career. That is, I need a job. I don't know what it is that we don't say, I need to work, which is very, very different. Because work also includes being self-employed. And there's a culture in Ireland of looking for jobs rather than looking for work.
You'll also find many other resources to help your family thrive that you probably won't find anywhere else. Again, that's www.family.ie. So on behalf of Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan, I'm Ronan Johnston. And we hope you'll join us next time right here for part two of our four-part series called TNT for Dynamite Relationships. Until then, slán go fóill. Thank you for listening to Family.ie. Families strengthening families.